live from the Nashville Sports Radio Studios.
30 seconds.
And now the act you've all been waiting for.
This is the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I am the smartest man alive.
Call Johnny now at 844-5600.
Funny name for a guy.
20 years of sports coverage. This is Nashville Sports Original.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
On WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
And welcome to hour number two, Johnny Ballpark Franks with you, along with Zach Williams, 615-844-5600. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 844-5600. We had to reschedule Alan Bell with CBS Sports Line for next week. But coming up around 5:30, Barry Wilner, pro football writer from New York with the Associated Press, will be a part of the show. We'll talk NFL training camp, Titans, and more. We'll also have not one, but two updates coming up at 5:16 and 5:46. The opening round of the PGA Championship being held at TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. Jason Day in the clubhouse, 5 under 65. He's got the lead. You have 9 other golfers tied for second at 4 under, including Brooks Koepka, who has won 2 consecutive PGA championships. He's looking to make it 3, and so we'll see how this all plays out. Tiger Woods, not a bad performance today, shooting a 2 under 68. He's tied for 18th as far as the opening round. There's still some golfers out on the course, and so once again, updates coming up at 5:16 and 5:46. Also coming your way, 5:55, Atlanta Braves baseball, the third game of this three-game series against Toronto before the Braves take on the Phillies beginning tomorrow. And tonight, Touki Toussaint on the mound for the Braves, looking to bounce back from that 2-1 loss last night to the Blue Jays. Nate Pearson taking the ball tonight for Toronto. And, of course, looking ahead to tomorrow, no show tomorrow for us, 2:30 for the pregame, Zach, with a tip just after 3 as the Memphis Grizzlies back in action, taking on the Thunder.
Ooh, they need a win bad.
Yeah, I mean, look, we looking at the standings right now, because when this all started, you know, the Grizzlies were in great shape. Forget about a play-in game. They can just wrap up the 8th spot and then look ahead to taking on the Lakers, but... You know, right before everything got started, you know, you had, a key injury, and then, bam, another injury hits them this week with Jackson going down with the torn meniscus. And so now you're like, okay, more individuals are having to step up. And because of that, you know, it seemed like yesterday, for example, you know, the effort's there. So don't say, oh, they're just, there's no intensity or whatever. It's there. But they're allowing way too many open shots, but you know, there's some individuals, you know, stepping up their game. Grayson Allen did a very nice job coming off the bench. The bench, like in yesterday's case, outscoring the Utah Jazz. The problem, you know, they allowed Utah way too many open looks, and they capitalized on it, making 18 three-pointers, shooting 40% from three-point range. When you shoot 40% from three-point range, and you almost have to connect about 65 to 70% from the field goal mark for yourself if you're in this case, the Grizzlies, because it wasn't that they shot badly. Just unfortunately for them, the Jazz shot a lot better.
Well, it's a lot of bad transition defense, too. They let a lot of kickouts come in, and that's where you saw a lot of open shots and a lot of open threes there for the Jazz. So, you know, they just got to figure it out. Once again, it's just we don't know what's, you know, I mean, yeah, there's setbacks. Every team's going to face it, but it seems like they just cannot find that magic formula to close the door on some of these games, because they're in them. I mean, they're in them trying to score and trying to win. They're not getting routed every day. It's just for some reason that bubble has just brought some bad luck, some bad omens over to the Grizzly.
And, you know, this Oklahoma City team, they're tied in the right now with the Houston with the fifth best record as far as the Western Conference. and they're right behind Utah. But right now, the Grizzlies, they begin play today. They're, once again, they don't play until tomorrow, but going into action today for the other teams as well. A game ahead of Portland. They're two games ahead of San Antonio, 2.5 against Sacramento, also 2.5 ahead of New Orleans and Phoenix. The fact that New Orleans lost earlier today to Sacramento, that was huge. So now it's almost like, just knowing there's only four games to go, it's going to be really tough for the Kings and Pelicans to play themselves in. It looks like now it's a three-team affair to take those two spots between Memphis, Portland, and San Antonio. 615-844-5600 if you want to be a part of the show. Clay in Nashville, good afternoon, sir.
Johnny, how are we doing today?
We're good. How about you?
I'm doing okay. I bet you're enjoying this cooler weather, Johnny. It's probably not 84 degrees upstairs in your home.
No, this feels really good. And no, we got that corrected too, by the way. So major thumbs up. So that got corrected. So we're really in good shape. You know, it's fine that you can turn on the unit, but if a blower goes out, it doesn't really help you too much. So that's been corrected, so we're fine. And as far as the cooler weather is concerned, I think we all appreciate that in the month of August here in Nashville, or any part of the South for that matter.
Johnny, we know what's hopefully going to happen with college football starting 3 weeks later. They've pushed back supposedly the start of practice, I guess maybe a week or 10 days or so. So teams are going to be allowed, from what I hear, 25 practices in a span of 40 days, and they're allowed 20 hours a week. But I would think with everything that's gone on with this virus and just it's made things seem to drag so much, I would think teams, by the time, you know, September 26 rolls around, these teams are probably going to be even more jacked up to try to play football if we're able to do this.
Well, here's the problem. You know, there's like the Big Ten, you know, right now slated to start Labor Day weekend. And, you know, everybody's going to be paying attention. This is why I love the fact what the SEC decided to do and push back and not start the season until late September, because by doing so now, the Big Ten wants to be the guinea pigs. They want to be the leader, right? Show that, hey, we don't need to talk to anybody. We can just do our own thing. Now everybody will be watching them to see exactly how they pull this off. And we already recently saw the issues at Rutgers, for example. But right now they're determined to go at it Labor Day weekend, and we'll see how it all plays out. But, you know, depending on how, what happens there can certainly impact as well what happens with the other Power Five conferences also.
I was watching a little PGA coverage earlier, Johnny, and to me, ever since they started golf back, it's really been strange, you know, to see guys out there playing with nobody around. It almost makes it look like a practice round, and especially now in a major with nobody there. I mean, it just seems really, really weird.
Let me ask you this. Do you play golf or no?
Oh, I'm a huge golf fan. Yes, I'm a golfer.
No, as a golf fan, I mean as a golfer. I bring it up because I can just tell you right now, I have no nerves at all when it's just me and one or two other people playing around a golf, you know, a particular hole, right? But if I'm ever in a situation where people are backed up and it's time to go, and now all of a sudden you've got double-digit number of individuals hanging around, I mean, if you've been in that situation, you know what I'm talking about. More people means there's added pressure. I mean, where's the pressure? And when you think about the majors especially, you know, in your head, you can just play around and say, I'm just playing around to golf. Yeah, it's the PGA Championship, but it doesn't feel like the PGA Championship, so I can just go out and do my thing. And, oh, I win on Sunday. This is one of these sports where, to me, especially an individual sport like golf, the more individuals around, and especially how well you're playing that puts you in a position to actually win one of these things, to me, it's just, of all the sports, golf is the one I think is impacted probably the most with regards of no fans. Because you can, in a football game or even baseball, whatever, you can zone out the fans. It's tough to do that playing around a golf.
It's also really strange. You know, normally the PGA is the final major of the year, And this year it's the first. Of course, they canceled the Open Championship overseas, and they postponed, you know, the U.S. Open till September and the Masters till November. And that's the one, to me, the Masters, that's really going to be odd, being played in November instead of the spring. You know, the color down at Augusta that's always so gorgeous is probably going to be totally different. And if there's no fans, I believe they've already made a decision. I think I'm right in saying this, no fans for the rest of the year. That will really be strange, watching the Masters played in November and with no fans there.
Appreciate your phone call, Clay. Hope you have a great night tonight.
See ya.
Thank you now. You know, one of the things, too, you know, we are talking about is not just another round of golf or another 4 days of golf, Zach, because for whatever reason, there must be a built-in clot for Brooks Koepka, because when all you have to do is say PGA Championship and he's ready to play. He could be struggling with a back injury or whatever, but when it's time to perform for a PGA Championship where he's won the last two, I mean, like today, shooting a 4-under, just one shot off the lead, the clock has gone off inside his head and his heart, and he's ready to make it three straight.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's athletes come alive when they need to, right?
That's bizarre. Isn't that bizarre, though?
It is.
I mean, you could struggle and not be playing anything close to your normal game, but in this case for him, okay, time for a PGA Championship. I'm ready and raring to go.
I wish there was a thing out there that we could do to kind of get more information about the PGA.
Well, you know, I think one of the things that we can do, let's just dial it up, throw it out there and see what comes back our way. And how about this? Westwood One with yet another update. We'll have one more coming up this hour at 5:46. The opening round of the PGA Championship live from San Francisco. Open segment, if you want to be part of the show, 615-844-5600.
Westwood One Sports presents this special report on the 102nd PGA Championship. TPC Harding Park in San Francisco starting to bare its teeth. The marine layer has lifted, winds starting to gust at 25 miles per hour. Let's check the leaderboard, sponsored by Geico. Geico is now offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. Visit geico.com. Jason Day didn't have to deal with that wind this morning. The former world number one carding a 5-under-65, he's up by one over a handful of players, including two-time defending PGA champion Brooks Koepka, who shot 66, Justin Rose, Xander Schauffele, Zach Johnson, Martin Keimer, also at 4-under par. Tiger Woods with a 2-under-68, his best opening round score to major in 8 years. Tiger is three back. On the course now, the talk of the tour since the restart, Bryson DeChambeau, 50 pounds heavier from last year, birdied the first, four straight pars since. He's 1-under, four back. I'm Ted Emrick, Westwood One Sports.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your baby to let you sleep in?
What? We could sleep in another half hour? Thanks, sweetheart. And you'll change yourself too?
There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.
Napa Know How.
Get all the quality parts you need at your locally owned Napa. Because right now, when you order from Napa online, you can pick up curbside at your local store in just 30 minutes. Or get your order delivered direct to your door with free one-day shipping and over 160,000 quality parts when you spend $35 or more. Quality parts delivered quickly and safely. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating stores, standard ground shipping and exclusions apply.
It's really heavy here on 24 East, up by Shelby, up by the football stadium. Still working a couple of wrecks out here. One was black in traffic a few minutes ago at Knowles Street at Dr. D.B. Todd Jr. Boulevard. It's heavy, but it's moving 24 as you leave Nashville, headed out towards Murfreesboro. Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Check them out online at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Yeah. The Southern Air Market combines the hospitality of a New Orleans-style neighborhood grocery with the convenience of a New York City bodega to cater to the needs of downtown Nashville residents and visitors. Located in the Pinnacle Building on Demumbrian and 2nd Avenue next to its sister property, the Southern Steak and Oyster, the Southern Air Market is the first of its kind in the burgeoning SoBro neighborhood. Drop by to choose from shelves stocked with locally sourced sundry goods and produce. A butcher counter full of fresh meat and seafood, French-pressed coffee, made-to-order paninis, and a bevy of craft brews by the bottle. Don't want to leave the house or office? We also deliver at the Southern Air. Find us on DeliveryDudes.com and OrderUp.com. The Southern Air Market is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and Sundays from noon to 5:30. To learn more, visit SouthernAirMarket.com or call 615-490-8077.
COVID-19 is testing all of us, our communities, our economy, and our way of life. You can help Tennessee win this fight to protect you and your loved ones. Free COVID-19 testing is available at your local county health department, even if you don't have symptoms. When in doubt, get a test. To find a testing facility, please visit tn.gov/get-a-test. Brought to you by the State of Tennessee, Tennessee Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
Here's a smart suggestion.
Check out the new and improved WNSR.com.
You're going to have to explain that.
It's the new and improved WNSR.com. With everything a sports fan needs.
We got a whole new attitude.
All the scores. All the highlights. All the updates. All the stories. And even the new website smell from Nashville Sports Radio.
This is the most important religious event of our time.
You keep saying that, but you don't tell me how.
Log on to the new and improved WNSR.com. Listen to the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show online live at WNSR.com.
Welcome back, Johnny Ballpark Franks with you along with Zach Williams, 615-844-5600, 844-5600. Don't forget, coming your way, 5:55 for pregame with first pitch at 6:10, the third game of this three-game series for the Atlanta Braves against the Toronto Blue Jays. Tuki Toussaint on the mound for the Braves. The Blue Jays will send out Nate Pearson. Some other games going on right now. First of all, bottom of the ninth, it's the Oakland A's leading, by the way, the American League West. Oakland A's on top of Texas this afternoon, 6-4. And actually, the game's over now. Sorry. So 6-4 win by Oakland. Game late, top of the eighth, it's Colorado, which has the, although virtual tie with the Dodgers in the National League West, they're getting it done again today, up on San Francisco, 6-4. Bottom of the eighth is the Angels of Los Angeles leading Seattle 6-1. And a game just underway, New York, Philadelphia, the Yankees, I should say, as far as New York is concerned, that game scoreless, bottom of the first. And then going to the bottom of the first is Cleveland, Cincinnati, no score as far as that's concerned. You and I talked about the outstanding play for Minnesota, and just when you say those things, they got jinxed today as Pittsburgh pulls out the 6-5 victory as far as that game is concerned.
Yeah, you know, it's going to happen. You're going to get your losses. I feel like they're probably one of the what do you say, outliers of this success that they've seen so far in the baseball league. So I don't think they're going to stay around that top echelon mark of wins to losses.
Sacramento did a favor for the Grizzlies. They knocked off New Orleans this afternoon, 140-125. And it's one of those things where, once again, when you got several teams ahead of you, it looks like of this grouping of who's going to be the eighth seed, who's going to be the ninth, who's going to be a part of that two-team play-in contest to determine who's going to play the Los Angeles Lakers. It looks like the Kings Pelicans eliminating themselves because right now, as it stands, you know, they're 2.5 games back of the Grizzlies, a game and a half each behind Portland. Portland right now in that second spot, in the ninth spot, I should say. They're only a game back of the Grizzlies. And then you've got the Spurs right now with their two games out behind the Grizzlies. But once again, we're talking roughly four contests to go per team, 2.5 games behind. That's almost like an eternity. Or in this case, behind Portland, a game and a half with only four to go. There's a lot that has to happen to get yourself in that position.
Oh, a ton. And you know, they got to put it together and figure out a way to just close the door and find the way to win in the fourth, because they just haven't done it so far. They just keep coming up short.
Because of, you know, whether we're talking NHL, NBA, that we had, you know, the start and then we had the stoppage and now back. I mean, it's almost like because so many months played out between mid-March to when everybody got underway again at the, you know, in July, that it's almost like we forgot who was doing a great job and who wasn't. I mean, yeah, you know, LeBron and the Lakers and company, they're there. But to me, you know, that's where the big issue comes up with regards to, okay, who's in the best shape to make a run as far as the NBA playoffs are concerned.
Yeah, you know, and this is the thing too. You got to think with some of those teams like the Lakers and so on, the Bucks. You're not seeing their best play right now because they are still a little bit, you know, keeping reserve on it until they get to game. Like, I mean, the Lakers have already clinched the West, so they don't need to have to worry about anything until the actual play-in start, the playoffs start. So you'll see some of these better teams pick up the momentum a little bit more once the playoffs start. And let's look at it from LeBron's situation too. Every playoff he's gone to, every, you know, minus last year, because that was the first year that he missed in like, what, 10 years or something like that. If you look at every playoff, LeBron always gets to the playoff and to the finals beaten up and worn down. And this is something, because he plays so many minutes, he plays more than anybody else. So this is something that is very scary, I would think, for any team that's going to play this Lakers team. You're getting a LeBron that's going into the playoffs completely rested, completely healthy, completely ready to dominate. We haven't seen a 100% healthy, 100% rested LeBron in the playoffs. Think of how many good playoff appearances and finals appearances we've seen out of him. He's going to be a monster in this upcoming one just because of the sheer amount of time he's had to take off and just sit back and rest. He's never been this rested before.
And then on the in the Eastern Conference, still Milwaukee, the, you know, most wins on the Eastern Conference side, 54 wins with only the 14 defeats this year.
I'm getting a Cream City jersey, mark my words.
All right, coming up on the other side, a chance to talk some NFL, Vic Beasley, Titans, and more. How about Ben Roethlisberger? Looking good so far, according to Coach Tomlin, as far as Pittsburgh is concerned. And don't be so quick to put Cam Newton ahead of Jared Stidham. We'll talk about that as far as the Patriots and more with Barry Wildner, pro football writer with the AP out of New York. He's coming up on the other side. You're listening to Nashville Sports Radio.
Well, good afternoon. It's really heavy here on 24 East, up by Shelby, up by the football stadium. Still working a couple of wrecks out here. One was black in traffic a few minutes ago at Knowles Street at Dr. D.B. Todd Jr. Boulevard. It's heavy, but it's moving 24 as you leave Nashville, headed out towards Murfreesboro. Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Check them out online at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Paid for by Tax Advocate Group.
Are you tired of dodging the IRS for back taxes? Are you curious about potential new options available to you because of COVID-19? The coronavirus has forced the government to take extensive actions, making this the most opportunistic time for you to finally restructure or even resolve your tax debt with the IRS. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, and are experiencing hardships because of the impact of COVID-19, you could qualify for more aggressive resolution plans with the IRS. Tax Advocate Group has specialists ready to help you determine your eligibility for these programs. Act now before it's too late. This could be your best chance to resolve your tax debt. If left unresolved, your debt will continue to accumulate penalties and interest and eventually be subject to serious and punitive collection activity. Call to take advantage of these temporary tax relief options to resolve your tax debt today.
Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. Again, 800-555-1212.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
This is the sound of a blizzard treat at DQ. But it also sounds like a weekend bike ride, a post-game celebration, and a sunset on the dock. Wow, doesn't a blizzard treat sound good? Stop by DQ and grab one today, like new Oreo fudge brownie. Thanks for being the sweetest fans in the world. DQ, happy tastes good.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR SkyCan forecast. For this afternoon, mostly sunny and nice with a high near 88 with a north wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 65 with a north wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. And tomorrow, mostly sunny and beautiful again with a high around 88. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Jeff DeWitt.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Listen live online to the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show at WNSR.com.
Welcome back, Johnny Ballpark Franks with you with this friendly reminder. If you're planning on drinking this weekend, here's the thing. Have a plan. Designate a sober game plan. If you've been drinking, don't drive. The Tennessee Highway Safety Office reminds you that fans don't let fans drive drunk. Just a reminder, another update as far as the opening round of the PGA Championship from San Francisco coming your way at 5:46. Also, Braves baseball, game three of a three-game series with Toronto, 5:55 for the pregame first pitch coming your way at 6:10. All that right here on Nashville Sports Radio. Speaking of which, as far as things coming up, how about right now going back to the hotline, Barry Wilner, pro football writer with the Associated Press in New York, joins us now. Barry, thank you as always. Hope you're having a solid week.
Doing okay, Johnny. What's going on?
Life is good. Our, first and foremost, the Tennessee Titans, and you know, it's one of these things where you can only take care of business with the players that are on hand, but one of the key signings for the Tennessee Titans in the offseason to improve their pass rush was one Vic Beasley. Vic Beasley does not opt out, but Vic Beasley is nowhere to be found as far as a part of St. Thomas Sports Park here in Nashville.
It's a very strange story that a guy who is gotten a nice contract in free agency and has an opportunity to be a big cog in a team that has a decent defense. It's not like he's going to a team where, you know, he's not surrounded by good talent and he just isn't showing up. And now that the opting out deadline is gone, you have to think it's got something, it has to do with something else. And Titans are being very closed-mouthed about it. And obviously, Beasley's not talking right now.
You know, the problem that I have is, you know, it'd be different, I guess, if you're talking about a 3-13 or 4-12 team. You know, it's what the Titans would have come off last year, for example. Maybe we'd have a different conversation. But, you know, to me, knowing what the Titans are striving for in 2020, this cannot sit well with anybody in that locker room if you're a Tennessee Titan.
Not unless there's some sort of personal reasons that the players would certainly understand. And we have seen that happen with some players. And later it's discovered that there were some issues away from the field that had to be taken care of. But the fact that Beasley didn't report and the team didn't have any idea of what he was doing or where he was for a while, that's pretty worrisome.
Oh, absolutely. As far as around the league, hearing good things, Coach Tomlin saying nice things about Ben Roethlisberger, throwing with a lot of velocity. You know, what does Ben Roethlisberger have to prove to the NFL nation right now? I mean, what are your expectations out of him for the upcoming season?
Now, I don't think he has anything to prove, given his resume. I do think that he's coming back from an injury to the elbow, which obviously is not a great thing for a quarterback. He's coming back to a team that has a strong defense, had one of the best defenses in the league last year, and it's not an old defense either. It's a pretty young defense. So the Steelers are expecting him to get that offense in order so that they have the type of team that they had in his prime. I'm not sure they're as good as Baltimore. I don't think their roster is quite as good as the Ravens, but I think they're a contender. And if Ben is anything like he was, you know, in the previous decade, I think that the Steelers are a team to be reckoned with for the playoffs.
Your thoughts as far as around the league with the AFC East, the New England Patriots for the first time in 20 years, they're going to have a new quarterback as far as a starter, you know, going into week one of a season. Jared Stidham, or, you know, everybody assumed it was going to be Cam Newton winning that, but a lot of conversation that Newton will be the backup early on. What do you think?
I think we should never try to get into Bill Belichick's head. I think it's a very dangerous thing to do. Belichick's going to do what Belichick wants to do and what he believes is best for the team. And I think that's one reason Tom Brady's not there anymore. I'm not reading any tea leaves on that. We'll see who suits up for the opener. They do play the Dolphins. The Dolphins are not not a contender, I think, this year for a playoff spot. It's not a bad way to break in a guy like Stidham if he really is the guy. The one thing about Cam Newton is I've never believed that he's got a mindset to be a backup. And I'm not sure how valuable he would be to a team as a backup. So that's one thing I think has to be considered in New England.
Yeah, it's one of the things, even watching him, I remember as far as, you know, training camp is concerned, and when he wasn't, you know, taking reps, he was almost a distraction to his teammates. And I understand it's August, but you're still trying to get focused. And especially if you're going up against another team in these scrimmages, you know, you want to keep the focus on what's happening in these learning opportunities. And, you know, that was the message that kind of was left with me watching him when he was in town against the Titans, for example, with Carolina a couple seasons back, was, you know, his focus not necessarily there when he's not the guy. And I think you bring up an excellent point. Where will his focus be if he's not the starter for the Patriots? You know, because I go back to last year with Ryan Tannehill. You know, Marcus Mariota began the year as a starter, but one of the things that you could see in the eyes of Ryan Tannehill, whether it was week one or until he actually got the opportunity to be the starting quarterback for the Tennessee Titans, he was laser focused, and you almost just got the feeling that he was ready to go, whether it was during a course of a game or whenever his number was going to be called, he was ready to go at any given moment.
That's a great point, Johnny, because the really successful backup quarterbacks in the league, some of them never actually get to show what they can do because they sit behind a guy like Brady or Peyton Manning or Eli Manning who don't get hurt. But one of the great attributes they have is they are into the game as much as a starter. Their mindset is that I could be in there in the next play, so I need to be as good as that guy when I get on the field. And I don't think every guy who's ever started in the league has that same mindset when he becomes a backup. I just think it becomes like a demotion, and that's not the right way to look at it, I believe, but that's the way I think many players at many positions look at it, and probably the worst place is quarterback because you only play one quarterback in a game at a time.
One of the things that we're all paying attention to is obviously what's going to be the landing spot for Jadeveon Clowney. You know, what are you hearing right now? Is everybody just playing the wait-and-see game, waiting to maybe see if there's going to be a season? You know, what are we waiting for before we get to the point where Clowney signs with someone?
No one wants to commit to the kind of money he wants, and he doesn't want to come down to anything that's really realistic right now. So Clowney is going to sit as long as his numbers are higher than any team is willing to go. Now, I do think if we see an injury somewhere, a major injury somewhere in training camp, which is kind of unlikely considering the limitations on what teams can do in training camp, then I would have to say that Clowney would have a better bargaining position. But right now, I don't think it'll be September before he signs.
Last year, Lamar Jackson, regular season, wins the MVP. Second year in a row, Baltimore could not get it done as far as the playoffs. Right now, if you were starting a team for 2020, which way would you – who would be your starting quarterback? Would you take a Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes? Which way are you going?
Well, first of all, for just for 1 year or for entire career?
Entire career.
I'm still going to go with Patrick Mahomes. I mean, I can't remember the last time a quarterback came into the league who has been as impressive as Mahomes has the last 2 years.
See, that's the part that it makes me wonder, because I remember Vince Young when he got off to a great start and then the league kind of figured him out. As far as figuring Patrick Mahomes out or figuring Lamar Jackson, I mean, when you look at the defenses across the way, who has a better opportunity to force either one of those quarterbacks to adjust their game?
Which teams can do
that? Well, not just each team, but who's going to – I mean, do you think Lamar Jackson is going to slide, or do you feel like he can maintain this? Because knowing each of these players' abilities, to me, it just seems like – I mean, look, what the Titans did last year against Baltimore, for example, to me – I get the feeling that the league can make the necessary adjustments against Lamar Jackson where, you know, so looking for future success 3, 4, 5 years down the road, I'm still banking on Patrick Mahomes over Lamar Jackson.
No, I'll bank on Mahomes too, but I will say this. I don't think that Lamar Jackson is another Michael Vick who teams did get a hand on how to neutralize. I think he's got a better all-around skill set than Vic did, even though Vic had that incredible arm. And I do think that Jackson will continue to move upward in his development. It wouldn't shock me to see him be the MVP of the league again this year. But if you're asking me who I think has the better skill set for championships, right now that's Mahomes, and I think Mahomes is going to improve. And I know that's got to be a scary thought for defensive coordinators everywhere.
Quickly, I got about another minute to go. Phillip Rivers, still playing the wait-and-see game or not a lot of faith in what he can do for the Colts?
I'm definitely playing a wait-and-see game there. I'm just not high on the Colts. I don't think that was the right move. I don't think that from what I've seen of Rivers the last year especially, he's developed a habit of trying to get rid of the ball at the wrong time, forcing passes, not reading defenses the way he has in the past. Now, he'll have better protection this year from a good offensive line. That could change things. But I just don't see the Colts as a favorite in that division. I know a lot of people do. I don't.
Hey, always a pleasure having you on. Do me a favor, let everybody know the best way to keep up with your coverage again.
Well, pro32.ap.org has all of the AP's NFL coverage, and we have people covering every team, and we have 10 national football writers. So it's a good place to look for NFL copy.
And give that out one more time, if you would.
Pro32.ap.org.
All right, buddy. Listen, we appreciate you. Continue to stay safe, you and your family. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk soon.
All right, Johnny. Thanks.
Thank you again. That's Barry Wilner, pro football writer with the AP up in New York. Zach, I'm thinking about Philip Rivers, and I'm thinking about what he has gone through, and so many cases trying to do too much with the Chargers. I'm just thinking new environment. I still believe in Philip Rivers.
He was never bad. That's
exactly.
He was never a bad quarterback. And if you're talking about from the idea of the Titans, which was local here, he has made a career of beating the hell out of the Titans for his entire career.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you look back at even this past season, you know, that should have been a win.
Yeah, 300-yard game. Yeah, 300-yard game, one interception, two touchdowns. So, I mean, this isn't something that – and that, by the way, they lost because they ran the ball. Had they thrown? Who knows?
Wait, exactly. I'm saying, but I just don't understand from a national level, people are just not really high on him. And I'm thinking, you know, don't buy too much in. First of all, he never wanted to be in L.A. You know, he didn't want to have to go there from San Diego. So you tell me, if you're doing and working in a place in a city that you don't want to be in, and I mean, how much are you going to get out of your abilities? Now he's from all I hear, he's looking forward to this opportunity in Indianapolis. So
yeah, and he's, you know, this is that same thing too of like Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's just going out there to play. The expectations are really low for him. I mean, people, and same with national media, right? It's just he has low expectations, so he's going to go out there and just throw the ball, which is what he wants to do, and he's got some good targets to do it. You can't forget that this team was a pretty good team with Jacoby Brissett at the helm. So, you know, there's a far leap now from Brissett to Rivers.
And I'm not bragging about him, too, just because he's from North Alabama, but I will say this. You know, it's like night and day what you see from Philip Rivers as far as that competitor on the field and getting a chance to talk with him, you know, away from the field, night and day, you know, and very engaging individual. And I really appreciate the opportunity to visit with him even last year after the Chargers contest with the Titans. All right, time for another update from Westwood One, the opening round of the PGA Championship from San Francisco. Don't forget, coming up at 5:55, Braves baseball as they take on Toronto. You're listening to Nashville Sports Radio.
Westwood One Sports presents this special report on the 102nd PGA Championship. Bryson DeChambeau was the size of a cornerback before the PGA Tour hit pause due to the pandemic. Now he's a linebacker at 240 pounds and obliterating the ball off the tee. DeChambeau can also do work on the green.
Eyeing the line, DeChambeau brings the putter back, slow roller toward the hole with the flag stick in, and he drains it. That's a birdie. A birdie for Bryson DeChambeau here at 6, and he's now 2 under par.
Kevin Kugler with the call. At the 7th, DeChambeau snapped the club head off his prized driver when he leaned on it to pick up his tee. He will be allowed to replace the club. DeChambeau, 3 back of Jason Day, the leader at 5 under with a 65 earlier. Brooks Koepka, one of 9 players at 4 under par, 1 shot back. Tiger Woods with a 2 under 68 today. New world number 1 Justin Thomas, 1 over par. I'm Ted Emmerich, Westwood One Sports.
If you've missed out on team sports this year, why not give golf a try? PGA Junior League is for everyone. And PGA Junior League has its own medically approved guidelines that our expert coaches follow, so kids can get back to golf. PGA Junior League Ambassador Steph Curry, how should we celebrate with our teammates?
Try thumbs ups and fist pumps, not handshakes or fist pumps.
Find your team and sign up today at PGAJuniorLeague.com.
As you get back to business, small things can make a big difference. Like marking safe distances with floor tape and posting reminders to wash hands. As always, Grainger is here to help, offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Free access to product specialists, 24/7 support, safety recovery guides, and more. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back, Johnny Ballpark Franks with you. And you know, once again, coming up at 5:55, pregame coverage with first pitch at 6:10, the Braves. Game three of this three-game series with the Blue Jays. 615-844-5600. Time to visit with Steve Schmidt with Strike and Spare Family Entertainment. Steve, welcome to the show as always. And so many things going on at the five locations here in Middle Tennessee for Strike and Spare Family Entertainment.
Hey, Johnny. Hope you're doing well. Yeah, thank you for having me on. A lot going on. We got National Bowling Day Saturday, so everybody get out and bowl on Saturday. Again, just mention Ballpark Franks and you get your first game for free. And, yeah, Ron and I were taking the new bumper cars and Tom Freak up to Murfreesboro for all today, so that location's really taking shape. So we'll be opening that next month, and that's going to be a crown jewel in the bowling industry.
Once again, once completed, by the way, speaking of Murfreesboro, we're going to be talking about the same enhanced experience that you're discovering right now at the Hendersonville location for Strike and Spare up at Circus World. And it's the old Sears building in the Stones River Mall. And sometime in September, is that what the expected date of completion?
That's the goal. You know that. He's always getting things done, getting everybody working around the clock. So we hope to be open, ironically, on the 20th anniversary of the company when Dad first bought that Murfreesboro Center. So that was his first location, so that means a lot to him. So that would be a great feat that's following the 20th anniversary of the company.
That is really cool. Once again, locations to serve you, Hendersonville at Circus World, also Donaldson Plaza, Hermitage, Tusculum, and Murfreesboro. Plus, if you want more information on all the centers, you can go online, strikeandspare.com. And remember what we always say, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers. Steve, have a wonderful weekend. Give my best to all the family members.
You too, Johnny. Thank you so much.
Thank you again. Zach, great news. Just great news. Are you a fan of the John Wick series?
That's one of the ones I got to catch up on.
Oh, come on. There's
all the movies you know you mentioned today are like the four movies I haven't seen.
Oh, you got to catch up.
My family loves them, though. I'll tell you that much. My dad is huge into them. He loves them so much.
You better catch up on them because guess what? They're going to shoot two more installments, so there's going to be a four and a five. That's right.
Yes.
So major thumbs up right there.
You know what's crazy is those movies were, they came out, they never planned an anthology like this. It was just a one-time movie, and people have just fell in love with Keanu Reeves so much. They've had this, like, reawakening of Keanu Reeves that now they just can't get enough of him. It's came so much that now there's Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure also coming out here soon.
I could pass
on that one. Have you seen any of the previews for that one?
No, I'm okay.
Oh, it looks so weird. They're trying to be young California skaters, you know, but they're just clearly old.
I don't know if you've seen a preview yet for Top Gun. I guess it's called Top Gun Maverick.
Maverick,
I mean, that looks so good. I mean, because we rented a Blu-ray recently, and it was from the same movie theater or from the same production house as far as Top Gun was concerned. And so they were showing, and it's like, can we get it now? I mean, because we were supposed to have it back in May. Can we get it now instead of waiting for later this year?
I'll tell you, that's one of the real crimes that's going on right now that's going a little untalked is that some of these movies, because you can't go to the movie theaters, and I understand that movies and these production companies are trying to make their money as well, but some of these movies that you have to rent for $36 or because that's what the new Mulan that's coming out, you can rent it on Disney Plus for $36.99. That's the only way you're going to be able to watch it. That's not buying it. That's renting it for $36.
You know why they get you on that one? Because they know the kids are going to be screaming. That's why they'll because they the other ones, your normal releases are usually right about $19.95.
Still a lot, though. Pretty expensive. I mean, I get you're trying to say a family of four, but you know what about the people that aren't a family of four?
How about the fact that they want you to buy it for whatever, $15? And I'm thinking, buy it, but I'm not going to have it in my hand. I'm not going to have the container. I'm not going to have the...
You like having the actual physical piece everything?
I don't want the downloaded file or whatever.
No, I do that.
That doesn't work for me.
I download it, I buy it, and then I put it into a flash drive that I have. So in case even off the website that I use, if it ever goes away, I still have it on my own flash drive. So I enjoy that more just because, you know, less clutter. I don't have to look at the box or anything. If I want to look at the extras and all that, I can just Google it. It's no big deal.
as we speak in my sports cave here, it's also a music cave, and I'm looking at my 3,000 plus CDs. They face me on the left side and right side of my television, and they're like my friends, and just like my game programs, just like all my books. My wife calls it trash, but until she sees how expensive some of these things are and what they're worth. But the bottom line is they're like my friends, so I get to look at them. They're right there, just within grasp of my hand as we speak.
So that's what, whenever you say you're hanging out with your friends, we just have to all picture you swimming in a pile of CD cases.
Zach, at least I have friends, all right?
Well, so I guess, hey, man, if they're CD cases, if we're talking about your friends, then okay, we can do that. You're welcome. I'd rather not have friends.
I speak for a lot of folks, especially here in the Nashville music city, that I guarantee you there's a lot of singers, songwriters, whatever the case may be, people that just love music, that these musical artists have been their friends, been there from day one all their lives.
I'll keep my human body friends.
All right, coming up, first of all, thanks to our visitors, Doug Segrist out of Birmingham with The Zone on ABC 3340, also Barry Wilner, pro football writer with the AP in New York. Don't forget, start your morning off with the Bill King Show from 6 to 9, followed by Greg Pogue and John Burton from 9 to 11, then Jim Rome from 11 to 2, and for about 30 minutes, the George Plaster Show leading into Grizzlies basketball tomorrow as they take on the Thunder, followed by Braves Phillies. But on the way next, the Atlanta Braves taking on the Toronto Blue Jays, game 3 of this 3-game series. For Zach Williams, Johnny Ballpark Franks, have an incredible Thursday night, everybody. I'll see you back on Monday at 4. Until then, make it count.
This is exclusive coverage.